everybody. Welcome back to the Comma Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, your HOST, here to bring the NOI-CE.
Here to bring the nose.
The nose.
I got the nose.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Let's do it.
Voice there on the other end, that is Andre Grande, also known as Andres Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. As my mother always said, if you can't believe in yourself, who can you believe in?
Absolutely. You got to believe in yourself. Yes, yeah. I like that. Yes.
Absolutely. And we have another amazing show for you today. We got a cool event in this city on the horizon. What I would like to think is probably going to be, if not already, is a pillar of our community in the Arizona Bowl. We'll be talking about that with Mr. Ali. And then the second half of the show, we got something a little fun for you today. We're kind of like mixing it up. I don't know if we've ever done this before, where you'll get your verse of the week from Pastor John. That's me. And then you will get your, I Believe in Myself, tip of the week, which we haven't done that in.
Yeah.
I feel like in like a year we haven't done these things yet, but those are at one time the foundation of this show. But what still remains the foundation of this show is giving grace to a very amazing God that has blessed us, continues to give us amazing blessings one after another. We have amazing relationships. We have, amazing lives. We're able to help a lot of people between the two of us and our respective things. And today we're going to do something a little fun, another little different thing is I'm going to actually just go ahead and freestyle that prayer today instead of reading the Lord's Prayer like I usually would. So I want to go ahead and we'll start with, Dear Lord, please continue to bless us. Continue to act in our lives with the love and the patience and the diligence that you have, teaching us to have that same love, patience, and diligence for others. Please continue to give us the tools, the weapons, the shield that we need to fight off evil, Lord, because we know it's regularly trying to act in our lives. And allow us, most of all, to act in your will and way. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's good, huh? It's almost as if like I had that written down.
There you go.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. So it's practice. So anyways, as I was mentioning earlier, we have Ali on the phone today with the Arizona Bowl, and I'm super excited to talk about this because it's a big deal. Like we're both members of the Sands Club, that is pretty much right there inside of the University of Arizona Stadium, and it's hard to go around there without hearing some talk of the Arizona Bowl.
Yep, so absolutely.
Go ahead and introduce our guests, and let's get this party started.
Yeah. So I met Ali at the Ignite 520. He gave a great presentation. I mean, the guy was funny. He was hilarious. He was really authentic. And, he really talked about community, and that's what I really loved about this guy is, he does a lot for the community, and I kind of want to talk to him about it. So welcome, Ali. How you doing today, man?
Gentlemen, great to be on the show. Andres, thank you for the very kind words. And Pastor, if that's the way you freestyle, I'm not sure you should ever read from the scripture again.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you for being here, man. I appreciate it. And, we want to talk a little bit about the Arizona Bowl and the exciting things that are happening around town. So tell us a little bit about, what is the Arizona Bowl? And, let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the show's called the Common Good Radio Show, right?
And yes, sir.
The Arizona Bowl is all about the common good.
Mm.
7-8 years ago, gentlemen, Tucson had lost baseball. No AAA team, no spring training was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there was really nothing going on. And we had a self-defeatist narrative about ourselves. And I personally got tired of it. And we put a good team together. We brought a college bowl game back to Tucson after an extended absence.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I think, speaking of Ignite, I think it ignited some things. We've got professional football now, professional hockey, professional soccer. A community that celebrates together thrives together. And I think Tucson has never thrived, even in midst of a once-in-a-100-year pandemic. It's never thrived like it has now. So for my purposes, the Arizona Bowl is about the common good. It's about bringing our community together, allowing people to engage together, celebrate together. And then from this event, and it is an event, it's not just a football game, we give all net proceeds to local charities. So this is about making our community a better place by being together, celebrating together, and giving to each other.
That's awesome. So give us a little background for those who have never heard of the Arizona Bowl before. Like, you know, how long has it been running? What are some of the teams that play, some highs and the lows that are the Arizona Bowl?
Well, I got to tell you, we had 3 months to do 3 years of work 6 years ago putting this bowl game together. Mm. And sometimes ignorance is a good thing. And mm-hmm. if I knew now, then what I know now, I might have been like, you're crazy. What are you thinking? Uh-huh. So I'm glad it was ignorance. The bowl game brings together the Mountain West Conference, one of the top two seeds, and the Mid-American Conference. And for anybody that knows football, you know that those are two of the preeminent conferences in college football. They produce some really good football teams every year, mm-hmm. and they really have a good football traditions. More importantly, they come from a lot of cold weather cities. Mm-hmm. And guess what's really warm and nice to be in on December 31st? Tucson, Arizona. Mm-hmm. So this game, you know, you were talking about pillars of the community, and that was very gratifying, and I thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But the pillars of the Arizona Bowl are this: give all net proceeds to local charities, create significant economic impact in our community that benefits everybody, and then back to that self-defeatist narrative that was percolating in our community maybe 7-8 years ago, shine a light and let the secret out to the rest of the world what a great community Tucson, Arizona, and Southern Arizona is. And I think we've done that. We've had some great games. We've had overtime games. And we've built it up from being a game on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock on December 27th to this is a New Year's Eve event. Mm. And it's a whole week of festivities leading up to it. And then the game is that there's a tailgate from 8 to noon on the U of A Mall. And it's one of the best tailgates you'll ever be to. Yeah, go to. Eggs and Kegs. And then the game's at high noon. This year it's matching Boise State, very prominent football program, and the Central Michigan Chippewas, also a really good football program. Going to be a great game. And then, gentlemen, you guys know as well as I do, there's two questions that every Tucsonan asks. Number one, is it going to rain? And an offshoot of that is, how about that rain? That's also a question. I can't answer those. I'm not a meteorologist, okay? But the second question is, what are you doing on New Year's Eve? Mm. And we have answered that. We close off downtown. We have our, Times Square New Year's Eve party in the heart of downtown. We drop the world's largest taco at midnight.
Rightfully so. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And we had this 2 years ago before COVID hit us. We had, it exceeded my every expectation. We had bands, food trucks, beer. There was 10,000 people in downtown Tucson just enjoying the new year together. Obviously, we couldn't have it last year, the downtown bowl bash. But we can't have it this year. We expect it to be bigger and better than ever. So we've answered a couple of questions. What are you doing on New Year's Eve? Mm. You want to go to a football game? Yes. And what are you doing to celebrate the new year? Come celebrate with your neighbors and your friends. And come to downtown Tucson for the Taco Bell downtown bowl bash.
Nice.
Man, that's impressive. I mean, I definitely want to talk about that and actually more. You guys aren't just a bowl. I want to talk about that definitely when we get back out of the break. But we're going to go ahead and take a break. Thank you, Ali, for being here. He'll join us after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Benin Rescue Mission. If you haven't got your tickets to the Arizona Bowl yet, I suggest that you do. We'll be back right after this break.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
And welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am your speaker and coach, Andres, alongside the Jonathan McLean. I called you Jonathan.
I know, that's
first
weird.
Yeah, I don't know why it came out that way.
That
but
made me feel like I was around my mom and dad.
Jonathan, and middle name McLean. What have you been up to? I don't know what your middle name is.
Lee.
Lee. Like Jonathan
Bruce Lee.
Ooh, Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nice. Is that racist?
No, it's not.
It's not racist?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. That's just emulating what he did in the movies.
Good.
Even though I don't know, because like
boars don't hit back.
My son, he corrected me on Speedy Gonzalez that says andale andale yepa yepa, and he told me that Mexican people, him being half Mexican himself, don't say yepa yepa.
No, they don't say yepa. They just say, I'd rather not say what they say because it's not appropriate for radio.
It's
PG. Let's get PG up in here. But but yeah, and also we have an amazing guest. We were talking to Ali about the Arizona Bowl, and we talked about community and, you know, all the great, amazing things that are happening in town. I mean, the taco drop. When he said tacos, I was like, I'm sold.
That's just genius. It's just like so authentic old Pueblo.
Yes.
So
I think Speedy Gonzalez is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Yepa, yepa. but yeah, Ali, thank you for being here. We really appreciate you being on the show, man.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you guys. And you know, Andreas, you hit on it. I mean, this is, don't tell anybody because I'm a football coach too in my spare time.
I remember that.
It's about more than just football. It's about an event that's a week, and the vision from the beginning, which has manifested itself into reality now, is this is Tucson's Mardi Gras. And with the partners we have and some of the things that are going to happen, I mean, we've got a halftime show at the game with the lead singer from the band Creed, Scott Stamp. We're going to recreate something that happened 20 years ago at Dallas Cowboys Stadium that is going to blow people's minds.
Wow.
New York City, Las Vegas, and Tucson are the three epicenters of New Year's Eve in the United States.
Makes sense to me.
Right now,
Makes sense to me.
Hey, look, my name's Ali, right? And like one of my heroes, Muhammad Ali, once said, is I don't have to be anything you want me to be. I get to be who I want to be. And that's the same for a community. You know, who we perceive ourselves to be and who we want to be is all within our control. So why not be one of the main epicenters of New Year's Eve in the United States? We can be whatever we want to be.
Absolutely, man. And you know, what I really love, first of all, I love your energy, man. When I first met you at Ignite 52, I was like, man, this guy's amazing. And you know, you talked about values, you talked about community, and you know, tell the audience, like, why is community so important to you and the people that are putting the Arizona Bowl together? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, I think that I'm born and raised Tucsonan, and you know, I moved away for law school and practiced in Denver for a little bit, and I came back, and I think that gives you a sense of appreciation of where you come from and how special it is. And it used to bother me for years that we tried to keep that a secret from everybody else. And so I think anybody, I mean, you guys have had family coming from out of town, you've had friends coming from out of town, they always mention how hospitable the people are, how nice the weather is, I'm sure, for most of the year, and, you know, great food. We live in a great place in this world. And so community, to me, is important, and to the people associated with the bowl, because community really, I mean, these things where I say it, and I'm not just trying to be a football coach with a bunch of cliches trying to get you to go play harder in the second half.
Yeah. I will,
community
though. I will.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
But communities that celebrate together thrive together. And all these things that we're doing to surround the Arizona Bowl make it a better place to live. And we're just doing, you know, what we can to do that. And we're doing it in a fun and festive way. So happy to be a part of it. And the team that we have is amazing. We've built such a great team of staff and volunteers and board members. It's amazing what you can accomplish when nobody cares who gets the credit, and we have a lot of selflessness.
That makes sense. Especially, I mean, I know good friends, or recently good friends with one of the people on the board, Raymond Smith. I'm sure you, good friend of yours as well. And he alone kind of gives me a sense of like, okay, if you got guys like this on your team, that's an amazing team he's an awesome dude. But a question I definitely wanted to ask, but Air Force played in the Arizona Bowl past year or two ago, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I believe I went to that game with my family, and it was amazing. And, you know, it was just really amazing experience. Certainly very different than going to a U of A game. Nothing, you know, I love U of A games as well. And, I wish, you know, everybody I have been telling about this experience, I always feel like I really can't capture it for them. But please tell us, you know, from your take, what can somebody expect to go when they go to an Arizona Bowl game? And then let's shoot out the dates so people who hadn't caught it yet can hear it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's the nostalgia of what college sports is all about. And sometimes, to be very honest and transparent about it, people use that for their own benefit or as a guise for other things. Our bowl game, the Arizona Bowl, truly encompasses the spirit of collegiate athletics and young student athletes competing at the highest level. And, you know, I know a lot of, there's like 32 bowl games out there, and it's always the same four or five teams in the Final Four. And they're like, well, why do all these other bowl games matter? It matters to these kids. They've worked really hard, and they treat it like the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. My favorite part of this whole thing is to watch their faces when the winning team is passing around the trophy and they got all their new, like, championship gear. Mm. So they can, you know, you're going to see people coming from all over the country to experience our community and having a great time. Two competing fan bases just going out there being loud and being festive. And, it's about building, you said pillar of the community. It's about building a tradition that's sustainable so that nobody ever asks again, what is the Arizona Bowl? And there's no doubt in anybody's mind that they are not going out of town on December 31st. Because I'm going to tell you guys right now, we are slammed with hotel rooms. People are buying tickets in droves. We're going to make our community proud with the product that we put on the field this year and the events that happened both prior to the game and then in downtown Tucson. So awesome. We're really excited, and we're really excited to, you know, again, shine a real positive light on Tucson and Southern Arizona. And I'll get to the most important part, guys. I mean, look, get involved. We need to, you know, we've got people from all over the country investing in Tucson. Now Tucson needs to invest a little too. So go to thearizonabowl.com. That's thearizonabowl.com. You can find out all the events around the game. You can get all the information. And more importantly, you can either buy tickets and come to the game, which is what I really want you to do. And look, if you can't come, that's okay. We've got a heroes program where we bring our heroes, teachers, first responders, police, active and retired military, and our community buys them tickets to go to a game because football games are not cheap. And sometimes it's the only football game they go to all year. So there's a donate button. You want to donate, help out some of our heroes go to a game and take their families and have a good time. That works as well.
Awesome. So thearizonabowl.com is where you can get all the information and get the tickets. They can connect in if they want to volunteer. I'm guessing there's volunteer opportunities as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a volunteer button up there. We're always looking to, I always say, we were best friends. We just haven't met yet. We're always looking for our next best friend.
Nice. Absolutely. That's a good, man. You are full. I could sit just in wherever you're at and just listen to you talk all day.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man, he gave a great presentation, man.
Yeah, I'll be quiet. Sure. I won't say anything, I promise.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, Ali, thank you so much for being here, brother. I appreciate you, man. And, much success to you and the Arizona Bowl. I know it's going to be amazing. So check it out, guys, thearizonabowl.com. And thank you again for being here, brother. We appreciate you. And this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission We will be right back after this.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I'm offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Hello and welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. We've been doing it for quite a while. We're brought to you by Veteran Rest Commission. I am the very Pastor John McClain, infamous, famous, I don't know, call it how you see it, here with the, I guess, only famous Andres Ruiz. You really don't have any infamy about you.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if people read your book, they're like, you know, oh, he used to be a bad boy back in the day. Oh, goodness. But none of us really knew that guy. So, yeah, you're lucky. You kind of kept him hidden. Only your family know that cat. So.
Oh, man. For sure. Yep.
And if you don't know Andres Ruiz, he is the comandante of I Believe in Myself coaching. If you haven't been to
IBelieveInMyself.org,
please check it out. He's got a catalog of amazing services available to make you the best version of you that you can be.
Yes, sir.
Like
absolutely.
That? Yeah, like that. You can that.
Good stuff.
You don't owe me anything for that little blurb there.
Thank you, sir.
But today we have something cool. I decided to rename it, and we're going to have this going to be a brand new segment that I do every time that I think that you'll appreciate. And we're going to call this segment Bible Study with Pastor John McClain.
Nice.
Yeah. And today, our verse that we will be talking on, kids, is Psalms 7:10-16. That'll be our little ditty that we go over today. So let's get right into it. And it goes a little something like this. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Yeah, it's like a punch, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually a Bible study that I did with my family last night. So it's fun to be able to share this with the listening audience, share with you, Andreas, and Tom there in the studio. It's good to share with him. because it's just like, it's a statement of conviction. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty much saying, it's almost like a regurgitation of that saying, you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
Like plain and simple. There's no avoiding the consequences of your actions, good or bad. And like in this, and it starts off like pretty tough. Like it's talking about like how, you know, God displays his wrath, that he, you know, he sharpens his sword, he strings his bow, he has his flaming arrows ready, like pretty much saying like God isn't, you know, isn't relenting on accountability. Like he is always there. He's always there for the good. He is always there for the bad, particularly in this, like where this like kind of gives my heart peace is like, if evil, whether it's, you know, me acting evil or evil trying to act in my life, he's there. Mm-hmm. You know, he is the antidote for that. Like if evil was COVID-19, God is the booster shot that you haven't even made yet, because he's the booster shot that actually makes it so you can't get COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that is God. And in this, like, I see that particularly, like, if I dig in a hole of bad decision making and poor behavior, I'm going to fall right in that hole. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. I mean, I have so many times. I mean, I'm sure you have as well. I mean, I know you have. I read it in your book, like, mm-hmm. so many times that, you know, we use drugs or alcohol or women or whatever to yeah. fill in that void. And all we were doing was digging a hole that we eventually fell into. All we were doing was inhibiting violence that mm-hmm. came back to get us eventually. So it's certainly an interesting take on this, certainly a more dark take than something you'd see in, you know, the latter part of the New Testament, but true nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's true. When you talk about digging our own holes, like we're the ones that we know we're doing something wrong, but sometimes we tend to just look the other way, like we don't mm-hmm. know that we're doing something mm-hmm. wrong, so that, you know, nobody will know about it, but you know about it, mm-hmm. you know, God knows about it. But if we were to just say, you know what, I'm just going to do the right thing. Mm. And for me, that was really hard for many years to do the right thing, because I was not taught, but I learned to do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was easier because you could get away with it without anybody knowing it, but you knew it. And, you know, sometimes it would really mess up my guilty conscience. Mm. Like, mm-hmm. and that would really mess with me a lot. And because I knew that I was doing something wrong, but I just didn't want to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, accountability is something that we struggle with for, I mean, even to this day, sometimes we still struggle with accountability. We don't want to be accountable to what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then we go end up doing what's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so. For sure. Yeah, I definitely regularly. I mean, even yesterday I was dealing with a situation where I was just like, okay, should I tell a little white lie so that way, you know, things kind of go a little like I need to, and I don't have to get, you know, complained to, or I don't have to deal with somebody mm-hmm. fussing at me. But then, as you know, as I was thinking it out completely, I was like, well, okay, I could tell them this little white lie, or I can tell them this, and they may fuss at me a little bit, and they may kind of complain at me a little bit, but my conscience will feel better. Like, mm-hmm. I'll know that I didn't lie. I know that I told them the truth. Whether they like it or not, you know, that's what it is. But at least I'm not carrying the burden of of being a liar, or thinking of myself as a liar. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's definitely, like, you know, certainly a prime example for me, where it's just like, you know, there's a lot of times where we can just, like, kind of bend the truth a little bit, and it'll make things a little easier for us. Like, hey, you know, where are you? Oh, I'm just down the street. When you know you're 20 minutes away, mm-hmm. or you know you're still at the house, where you could say, you know, sorry, you know, I'm behind. I'm working. The kid threw up on my shoes, and I had to clean it up, and I, you know, had this big mess. This is what's going on. And you let them know, and, you know, everything's all right, and you're not carrying the burden of that lie.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Good well, stuff. This is Bible Study with Pastor John McClain. Thank you all for joining us. It's also known as the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We highlight the good in our community. If you have not been to veteranrescuemission.org to check out all the good stuff on the show and the other services that we do in providing shelter services and connecting veterans with benefits, we ask that you do go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate or see how you can help. We'll be right back after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello, you beautiful people and your, you know, regular-looking people. Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. That's our engineer, Tommy, saying. And we have one more amazing segment for you of the show. If you have not taken your bathroom break, you're going to have to wait for at least 12 more minutes because we have too much goodness for you. Speaking of goodness, one of my favorite segments, we usually have nothing but... we have this show filled with guests, but today we got to get back what made this show with Andreas Ruiz and his I Believe in Myself tip of the week.
Yeah, I know. I haven't done this in a while.
I know. I've missed it.
Yeah, me too. Mm. So today I want to give everybody a productivity hack.
Ooh.
Yep. And this productivity hack is not the type of productivity hack that you would probably be expecting. And that productivity hack is forgiveness.
Okay.
So,
I'm open to it.
There you go. Yeah. So forgiveness, the reason why I say forgiveness is because many times in our lives, what we do is we carry a lot of these emotions, a lot of this resentment, a lot of this anger. And what we don't realize is that this anger, this resentment is causing us to drain our energy. And so our energy, if we don't have it at 100%, then we can't perform at 100% and we can't stay focused on what needs to get done.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I call it that. This is a way to, it's a productivity hack, that forgiveness is important, because when we're holding on to all those grudges, then when we're trying to be productive and that thought, it just takes one thought. That thought comes into your mind and then it turns into another and then another, and you can't focus. And there's this great motivational speaker, Robin Sharma, that says, once you lose focus, it takes you 11 to 21 minutes to get back into laser focus. So if you could imagine, if you're getting these resentful, these angry thoughts on a consistent basis, then you need 11 to 21 minutes to recover from each of those thoughts. And we think 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day. So if you're getting, and this is another stat that I want to share with you, is that 3 out of 4 thoughts that we think about are negative.
Hmm.
So really think about that. If 3 out of the 4 thoughts you think about, 75% of your thoughts that you're thinking about are energy draining, are taking away from your focus, are taking away from your productivity. So 75% of the time, you're not going to be productive. Why? Because you're still holding on to anger and resentment. And so in order for us to be able to overcome this anger and resentment, we have to forgive. And people ask, well, how do I forgive? There's no way that I can go up to that person and say, I forgive you. Well, you know, there's ways that you can forgive without having to approach that person. I'll give you an example. There was a time when there was this this guy that really got on my nerves. Just every time I would see him, he would kind of throw like darts at me, talking about like, oh, motivational speaker, what a fake, and blah blah, just throwing all this negativity at me. And you know, he was drunk at the time, and I started to get really upset and I wanted to beat the crap out of him. And it got to the point where I got up and I was about to punch him, and then a relative said, hey, and I said, whoa, I was about to beat him up. And then I held on to this resentment, to this anger for 3 days. And I usually do a meditation where I forgive somebody, but I would try to do a guided meditation where I would see him and forgive him. And I just couldn't. I was like, I want to beat him up. Like, and by holding on to resentment and anger, it doesn't serve you at all. And there's this great speaker that says, resentment is kind of like peeing your pants. Only you can feel it. So, you know, like you're feeling it and you know that you got to like let go of it. But, you know, if you don't let go of it, you won't grow. So what I started doing was I started journaling. And this is what, this is one of the ways that you can forgive somebody is journaling whatever it is that you want to express to that person and letting it go. Because if you keep it in your head, you're dead, because your head will tell you all these lies as to why you shouldn't forgive this person. And then you'll continue to suffer. And so what we have to do is we have to get it out of our heads and into paper. And we have to also remember that, you know, paper is going to be there for you and it's not going to talk back to you. It's not going to give you any advice. It's just going to listen. You know, paper is a lot more patient than people. So write it down on the paper. And
I feel like that's a tongue twister. Paper is a lot more patient than people.
Yeah, it is. Well, think about it. People, as soon as you start telling them about how you feel or anything like that, they try to give you advice. And when they try to give you advice, they're not really listening, which is what you need. You need people to listen to you. So if we were to just allow this paper to listen to our thoughts, to listen to our words, and then we just let it go, that's it. It's not in your head anymore. You're getting it out of your head. You're getting it out of your body. And you're finally starting to realize that all these thoughts, all these stories that you're telling yourself are really not even worth the time for you to be focusing on, because you have so much more amazing things to do. For me, I was like, I have projects I have to work on. I have people I have to serve. And I'm serving my selfishness by serving my anger, my resentment, because my ego is not allowing me to let this go. So in order for you to grow, you got to let it go. And if you don't let it go, you're going to continue to suffer. And remember, when you have anger or resentment, anger is like poison. You know, like let's say you have a bottle of poison, you drink it and then you say, I hope you die. And obviously they're not going to die. You're going to die because the poison represents the anger. So anger only hurts you. So you got to let it go. So that's one of the ways that you can let go of this resentment, this anger. But then another way that you can do it is also through guided meditation. And actually, I want to do a guided meditation right now. Are you down?
I'm down.
Okay, cool. So right now, everybody that's listening, I want you to close your eyes right now. And then I want you to breathe in through your nose and then breathe out through your mouth and just keep breathing. Just keep breathing. And as you're breathing, I want you to relax your head. Relax your forehead, relax your eyes, relax your face, relax your neck, your shoulders, and just keep breathing. Relax your chest, your stomach, your legs, all the way down to your toes. And just feel your body in a state of complete relaxation and just keep breathing. And as you're breathing, I want you to think about a moment in your life that you're truly grateful for. A moment that happened in the last 24 hours or in the last 7 days. And I want you to visualize yourself in that moment and just keep breathing. And I want you to remember what you saw, what you heard, who you were with, the laughter, the precious memories that you had in that moment, what you saw, what you heard, and just keep breathing. Step into that moment and feel the gratitude in your heart. Feel the gratitude in your mind. Feel the gratitude all over your body. And just keep breathing. Now we're going to go into the next phase. I want you to think about a person in your life that has caused anger, sadness, resentment. And I want you to visualize that person in front of you, 6 feet away from you. And I want you to visualize this person's face and their whole body. And I want you to visualize this person saying that they're sorry for any anger, any tears, any resentment, any anxiety, any anger that you can think of. And I want you to visualize this person saying that they're truly sorry for what they've done to you and just keep breathing. Keep breathing. Now, in return, I want you to forgive this person. Tell them that you forgive them for any tears, any anger, any resentment that they've caused in your life, any pain. And I want you to really feel it in your heart. Just remember, in order for you to grow, you got to let it go. Feel your shoulders getting lighter. Forgive this person. And if it's somebody that you love, visualize yourself giving them a hug and telling them that you love them and that you will no longer allow this resentment, this pain, this anger to control you. And just keep breathing. Keep breathing and just let it go. Let this poison go from your heart. On the count of three, I want you to open your eyes. 1, 2, 3.
Where am I?
How do you feel? How did you feel?
I feel good. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, it was interesting, like, going to that, you know, that person that you're most angry at and just kind of letting it go, which I, like, it's weird with my person. I kind of feel like you feel like with that one person you wanted to punch after 3 days. And, yeah, it felt better, definitely forgiving them. But I found myself saying in my own head, I forgive you, but I still want to set my boundaries and keep my distance.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And that's another thing you have to understand is that forgiveness, you don't have to be in front of that person. You can do it from afar. And you don't have to be around those people. You have to, set those boundaries. That self-care right there, that is a way for you to take care of yourself, take care of your mind, take care of your emotions. You got to take care of yourself. So, you know, that's a productivity hack. Once you let it go and you're not, that person is not in your mind anymore, boom, you can get back to writing your book. You can get back to writing that song you want to sing or, you know, whatever it is you want to do. Now you can get back into the productive, into the productive zone rather than you just thinking about that person like, oh, distracting you. You got to forgive. If you don't forgive, you're going to continue to suffer. And I don't want you to suffer. So forgive and let go. And none of this, like, I'll forgive them, but I won't forget. No, you got to let it go. You got to forgive. You got to forget, because once you remember, thought, feeling, action, result, and you're upset again. Mm-hmm. So you really got to let this go in order for you to grow. So that is my tip of the week, and hope that was helpful.
That was very helpful. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Just, we don't talk about it enough, the idea of forgiveness, and just primarily, like you're saying, just letting it go and not remember, you know, not allowing it to be just there at your memory regularly.
Yep.
Because you got time, you only got so much time, you got other stuff you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you all for listening. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org for more information. We'll see you next week. God bless.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Tickets are available for opening weekend with Tucson Roadrunners Professional Hockey on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4 from Tucson Arena for family fun, the best date nights ever, and your AHL affiliate of the Arizona Coyotes. Tickets on sale at TucsonRoadrunners.com/games.
La Frontera Center's supportive housing combines affordable housing assistance with wraparound supportive services for people experiencing homelessness, as well as people with disabilities. La Frontera Supportive Housing links decent, safe, affordable, community-based housing with flexible, voluntary, supported services designed to help the individual live a more productive life. Go to LaFronteraAZ.org for assistance or to donate your time or resources to one of Arizona's most impactful organizations.